Canva presents unexplained appearances. It was an ordinary workday until...
That presentation appeared out of thin air.
Also, it's eerily on brand.
Wait, did that agenda just write itself?
Words appear, making this unexplainable case...
Unexplainable? It's Canva's AI tools.
I can generate slides and words in seconds.
Really? The real mystery is why I'm only learning this now.
Canva.com. Designed for work.
It's Friday, April 30th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Device trends and employee trends, where the two collide. And have you been following Basecamp? You should. This is the Business of Tech. Smartphone global shipments for Q1 2021 are 27% above the same time last year. That in new data from Canalys. Apple earnings reports are out, and they had a massive 54% revenue gain year over year. That's about the same as Google and Microsoft combined. Services for the company, their second largest business, is up 21%, and they now have more than 600 million paid subscribers across their offerings. And the iPhone, their biggest business, saw revenues grow 60%, and unit sales around 50% growth year over year. Gartner tells us employees spent 11% more time on laptops, smartphones, and tablets in 2020. A bigger deal, more than half of respondents say they personally obtained apps or web services for collaboration, and 55% use personally owned devices for work some of the time. Employees are also more stressed. 6 in 10 respondents to a Unify Square survey say their stress levels are up working remotely, and 54% of the workforce describes themselves as exhausted, per a survey by Blind. 43% of respondents to a ClickUp survey have been frustrated by the number of tech tools and apps they use for work. 42% say their company is stuck in the dark ages when it comes to adopting new technology tools or apps. Managers are also experiencing the squeeze. A survey by Mequilibrium found 22% of managers have low resilience and are at high risk for burnout and PTSD, have taken on 1.7 times more work during the pandemic than non-managers, and saw a decrease in motivation 3 times higher than non-managers. Why do we care? I like contrasting the data here, device proliferation and market growth, and the cost on people. Apple is huge, and their services play is no joke. Let's assume their growth in iPhones, plus smartphones in general, is a surge in personal devices. The dispersion of work outside the four walls of traditional offices is jet fuel and should be thought of carefully by those in IT services and those dealing with security. And this mode of work is causing pressure, a lot of it. Offering solutions that balance these conflicting forces is where the value is. I'm ending the week with something for your weekend. If you want to dig into some serious workplace dynamics, catch up on what's going on at Basecamp. This is a long story not done justice by short format, but I'll try. Casey Newton's reporting detailing the banning of all societal and political discussions at the company. It started with an internal discussion about a list of best names ever of customers, which initially seemed like an innocent way to play at work. And as society examined speech and corporate responsibility, it began to look more and more inappropriate and racist. Discussion about the list internally at the company was lengthy, and an intense examination about culture and communication. This from a company whose two leaders were outspoken on culture, remote work, and collaboration, and make a collaboration product, and have written books on the subject. And then shut it all down. The backlash went further. The company's leaders posted a follow-up, actually airing some of the internal emails and discussions. The company is now even offering a severance package of up to 6 months' salary for those who wish to leave after the changes. Now, why do we care? I distinctly can't do this story justice in a few minutes. I'm highlighting the links, which I'm including in the notes, for listeners to dig into. I bring up culture and the use of technology a lot on this show as a big opportunity for IT services companies, and I do believe it. I also know it's really hard and constantly evolving. I like the service because it's hard and it's not something that can be commoditized. But at the same time, this isn't just part-time. It's going to take an investment. I'm highlighting this example because it's very public and because I expect a lot of companies will be reckoning with this too. Remember, Basecamp is about 60 employees. They're an SMB too. Are you still relying on a frustrating patchwork of legacy solutions? Modernize your cybersecurity and data protection with Acronis Cyber Protect Cloud. It's a single solution that combines backup, anti-malware, and endpoint protection management. As an MSP, you can easily improve client security posture, eliminate complexity, and generate more recurring revenue. Learn more about Acronis Cyber Protect Cloud at acronis.com. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. There'll be a bonus editorial episode this weekend and back again on Monday. Have a great weekend.